Billionaire and Tesla founder Elon Musk offers his help to a Canadian doctor targeted for opposing lockdowns.
Supporters of Take Back Alberta stood by the organization's founder as they descended on Election Alberta's Edmonton headquarters on Friday.
A Liberal MP admitted his party plays political games when it comes to support for Ukraine. Hello, Canada. It's Monday, March 25th, and this is the True North Daily Brief. I'm Lindsay Shepherd.
And I'm Isaac Lamoureux.
We've got you covered with all the news you need to know. Let's discuss the top stories of the day and the True North exclusives you won't hear anywhere else. Supporters of Take Back Alberta braved the cold weather and persistent snowfall as they descended on Elections Alberta's Edmonton headquarters to rally behind the organization's founder. David Parker was summoned to appear before the election agency Friday afternoon as Take Back Alberta faces a probe of its practices. Parker delivered a short speech before entering the Elections Alberta building for his interview, scheduled to last an hour. He returned nearly 2.5 hours after he left, instead of the initially projected 1 hour. Many supporters were still present to give Parker a round of applause. Parker said that Elections Alberta believes his town halls, where people talk about politics, are election advertising. He disagrees. Under the Elections Act, Parker explained that you have an operational account and an advertising account. He said that his activities were done under the operational account, which is not subject to reporting. He cited an example of unions having operational accounts that report no spending, as it's only required from their advertising accounts. A ruling will be issued following the interview, which Parker said he will release a recording of. Isaac, you were on the ground during this protest. So what were some of Parker's supporters saying? And is Take Back Alberta being targeted by Elections Alberta?
Yeah, Lindsay, I was at the protest, which was scheduled to run from noon to 3 p.m. I got there around 11:30 a.m. to start setting up, and I didn't end up leaving till about 4:30. Parker initially told me that he expected around 500 people to show up. I would say that about 100 or so showed, which comes as little surprise considering it was about minus 10 and it snowed the entire time. In fact, Parker was pretty late himself, because he told me that the drive from Calgary took about twice as long as expected. And despite getting there late, Parker still gave a pre-interview speech to all of his supporters that showed up. He reiterated that he would protect his supporters' information and would not hand over his donors' information no matter what happened. When Parker went in, Angelica Ulanova and Viktor Konkov gave speeches. Konkov told a brief story about working in the last provincial election as a scrutineer at Anthony Henday West on election day and told a short story about how the counting of mail-in ballots was compromised at his voting station. Long story short, someone opened the sealed and signed box and added more votes in without a scrutineer present. Ulanova gave a much longer speech, probably about 25 minutes. About 10 minutes or so was her telling various stories and citing various examples, and the rest was a direct Q&A with the many supporters that were there. Interestingly, Ulanova only presented information that she considered factual, and whenever anyone asked her something of which she was not certain, she said that she could not respond. Ulanova served as a scrutineer herself and also said she was a mathematician. She said that she knows of 6 odometers that had been replaced on election day. For the one where she served at Calgary Bow, she said that she looked at the odometer count, which only had 9 readings. She said that Elections Alberta claims it does vigorous logic and accuracy testing, putting hundreds of ballots through tabulators before they are installed for processing, which she claimed clearly did not happen at her location with the replacement odometer. Interestingly, both Ulanova and Konkov said they were ready to testify in court. When Parker exited 2.5 hours after he left for his interview, probably about 30 or 40 people were still there. They gave him a round of applause, and he gave a short speech prior to giving an exclusive interview with True North. His lawyer, Leighton Gray, who was in the interview with him, also did an exclusive interview with me outside of the building. To keep things very simple, Elections Alberta is claiming that Parker is engaging in elections advertising during his town halls, and he wholeheartedly disagrees. This point of contention is what will result in whether he needs to provide his donor list or not. Although he said, regardless of the ruling, he will not be providing it. He believes in his stance very strongly, and it will be interesting to see where this ends up. Billionaire and Tesla founder Elon Musk has pledged to support a Canadian physician entangled in legal and professional challenges due to her criticism of COVID-19 lockdown measures. Musk's response came after Dr. Kulvinder Kaur Gill asked him for help on X, the social media platform he now owns. Gill posted on X, quote, "As one of the first Canadian MDs to oppose lockdowns on Twitter in 2020, I've been persecuted for 4 years solely due to my tweets. Please help a fellow Canadian. About $300,000 in court-ordered costs is due in 4 days," she said. She included a screenshot of a post from Musk last August vowing to support those facing hardship from employers over things they did on X. Musk wrote in August, quote, "If you were unfairly treated by your employer due to posting or liking something on this platform, we will fund your legal bill. No limit. Please let us know," he wrote in the August post. In response to Gill's request, Musk wrote in a reply, quote, "We will help." Just weeks before the World Health Organization officially declared the pandemic, Gill said she was considered a leader in her profession, one which received positive media coverage. Despite even to this day not receiving a single patient complaint to her professional regulator, Gill became the target of a, quote, "very malicious campaign." Her social media posts resulted in having over 24 CPSO investigators assigned to her. In an effort to clear her name, Gill launched a defamation lawsuit against the individuals she accused of campaigning against her. In October 2022, an Ontario judge ruled a $1.2 million cost order against Gill. She appealed both the cost and actual decisions. Finally, Gill was ordered to pay $300,000. She has mere weeks to pay, with a deadline at the end of March. This is money she said she doesn't have following her legal battles. Lindsay, if there's anyone who can help Gill, it would be billionaire Elon Musk. Do you think he will be able to help her?
Well, Isaac, at the time we're recording this, Dr. Kulvinder Kaur has received just over $195,000 on the crowdfunding site GiveSendGo from about 2,500 individual donors. And she posted yesterday that Elon Musk's firm will pay the remainder. She also said that Musk has committed to assisting her appeal of three College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario cautions. This was for her 2020 tweets opposing lockdowns. And apparently Musk's firm said he will help her to the very end. So even if her case goes to the Court of Appeal for Ontario or the Supreme Court of Canada, he will help her until the end.
Obviously, this specific case has received a lot of attention since Musk has attended to it. But looking back at the pandemic, do you believe individuals who spoke out against the vaccine and lockdowns were treated unfairly? And more specifically, has justice ever been served to these individuals?
Well, Elon Musk is actually helping with another lawsuit that has to do with comments made at the pandemic time about pandemic restrictions. Earlier this year, Musk announced he's funding a lawsuit filed by actress Gina Carano. She played the character Cara Dune in the Disney Plus streaming TV series The Mandalorian, but she was fired back in 2021 over her personal social media posts that criticized COVID lockdowns and mandates and implied conservatives in the US were being treated like Jewish people in Nazi Germany. And she also updated her Twitter bio with the words beep, bop, boop as a joke about gender pronouns, because it was, you know, beep slash bop slash boop in the same format as people write their pronouns. And so in her lawsuit, she alleges wrongful discharge and discriminatory treatment, and she is seeking reinstatement in The Mandalorian, as well as millions of monetary damages for the loss of pay and future employment. And Gina Carano said in a recent interview that it's pretty incredible what Elon Musk is doing. She said, this is her quote, "A lot of billionaires put their money into buying islands and building bunkers, but Elon Musk is using his money to fight massive battles against injustice."
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Liberal government's Parliamentary Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Rob Oliphant, admitted that his party has been playing political games to obfuscate the conservative support for Ukraine. In asking a question to Ukraine's ambassador to Canada before Parliament's Foreign Affairs and International Development Committee, Oliphant said that he believes that Canadians and their members of Parliament support Ukraine in the war against Russia. In recent months, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has vigorously questioned and attacked the Conservatives on their support for Ukraine. Trudeau has attacked the Conservatives for opposing his government's free trade deal with Ukraine, claiming that the Tories have fallen under the influence of former U.S. President Donald Trump and the Republican Party's hesitancy to further support the beleaguered country. However, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has reiterated his party's support for Ukraine in their war against Russia. Poilievre has made statements in which he called Russian President Vladimir Putin an evil dictator and has called for the Canadian government to develop the means to export natural gas to Europe to offset the continent's dependence on Russian energy. The Conservative leader claims that his party voted against the updated free trade agreement with Ukraine because of a provision in the agreement that he says will force Ukraine to adopt a carbon tax. The Canada-Ukraine free trade deal updates an agreement that former Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government had crafted. Isaac, what is the Trudeau government basing their foreign policy on? Appealing to diaspora groups?
Well, interestingly, Lindsay, I don't know that the Liberals' foreign policy is based on votes or that any of their policies are. I say this because if the Trudeau government were doing what the majority of people would want, it would act very differently in many situations. The easiest example of this is the carbon tax. 70% of people and premiers don't want the upcoming carbon tax hike on April 1st, many of whom don't want the carbon tax at all. Trudeau's government does not care. They are not acting in a way that corresponds to the wants of the majority. What I think instead is that the Trudeau government is trying to appease all sides at once. We've seen this most clearly in the Israel-Palestine conflict in legislation, with the most recent NDP opposition motion that the Liberals supported, where the Liberals, NDP, and Bloc Québécois tried to somehow appease both sides, but ultimately passed a motion that Jewish groups condemned as anti-Israel. I don't know that people on the other side have applauded the motion either. Instead, I believe that many ideologues reside within the Trudeau government and that many policies aren't based on data or what people want, but instead on the policy sponsors' short-sighted goals that make them feel good, however flawed they may be. The Liberal government seems to try and play both sides in many situations, but most often support things or implement things like this opposition motion or their housing plan that ultimately accomplish nothing.
That's it for today, folks. Make sure to check in at www.tnc.news throughout the day for all the news you need to know. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to share our work with your friends and neighbors. And if you're able, please consider supporting independent media at donate.tnc.news. Bye for now.